The number of homeless people in Oklahoma City appears to be falling, but advocates say they could help more people find a place to live if they had more workers to help. A recent survey found about 1,400 homeless people in Oklahoma City. That's about 380 people less than last year. The Oklahoma City Homeless Alliance said it has enough housing for 10 new people each month, but it only has enough caseworkers to help 2 people make the transition. Studies say that every person with a place to live saves the city about $27,000 in police work and other costs. The Oklahoma City Economic Development Trust is considering helping an outdoor sporting goods retailer come to Oklahoma City. The Alliance for Economic Development wants to lure Cabela's, which is considered a competitor of Bass Pro Shops. Members of the trust said they want to take time to make sure the deal makes sense, but it could be a good way to increase sales tax revenue for Oklahoma City. When Bass Pro moved to Bricktown, it received $19 million in assistance. The Oklahoma City Council has approved a liquor license for a gun range. The Wilshire Gun Range wants to offer 24 firearms lanes, 10 archery lanes, and a cafe with alcohol. The owners of the range say that people will have to scan an ID before shooting or ordering a cold one. Customers wouldn't be allowed to use the range after drinking. Wilshire Gun still needs a license from the Alcohol Commission to open. 2 groups are hunting buffalo in Oklahoma City. Downtown OKC Inc. and the Nature Conservancy want to locate about 50 fiberglass sculptures that were painted and displayed starting in 2004. The project raised money for the conservancy. Some of the colorful bison have been well maintained, but others have been sold and some are just lost or in bad shape. Downtown OKC said it would like to refurbish some of the animals. For the Journal Record and KGOU, I'm Adam Brooks.